Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. We thank God this morning for waking us up and allowing us to see this new day. It is a new day. Today is Friday, the 24th of February, 2023. This is the last Friday of the month. I can't believe we just started a new month like yesterday and it's gone already. But we are excited. We are excited with what God is doing, for he is a good God. What he is doing right here at this body, at this hour of power, prayer, praise, and deliverance, this circle of friends. For he is indeed a friend that sticks closer than a brother. So we thank God for another day and opportunity he has given us, because we don't take it for granted. It is truly a privilege. It is truly his grace, his sufficient grace that we are here, because we do know that there are some who went to sleep last night and they did not wake up. There are some in hospital and they are being sustained by machines, breathing machines, and some are tied up with all these cords and ropes and stuff. But we are here. We are here and we are grateful because of grace. We know it's not by might, it is not by power, but it is by his grace, by his sufficient grace that we are here, and we are excited with what God is doing in our lives. So we're going to go before the Lord in prayer, and we are praying a prayer of agreement. There is power in agreement. We know a three chord cannot easily be broken, and I know we are more than three here. We are more than two here, for one can put 1,000 to flight and two can put 10,000 to flight. And we know we are more than two or three, and we're going to put thousands upon thousands to flight. And we are praying a prayer of agreement. Let us go before the Lord, our good shepherd, and say good morning to you, Holy Spirit. Good morning to you, Father God. Good morning to you, Lord Jesus, God, three in one. We thank you, we honor you, we glorify your name for waking us up this morning and allowing us to see this new day, the day that you have made. And we are rejoicing. We are glad to be in this day. In the mighty name of Jesus, we are ready, Father. We are ready to receive what you have installed for us today. We are ready, yes, to be led by your Spirit, for you to order our steps today. All the blessings, all the anointing, all the breakthroughs that you have installed for us, Father, all the excellence that you have installed for us today, we are ready to receive in the mighty name of Jesus. So we pray, Father God, that you forgive us of all our sins, anything and everything that we have done that is not pleasing to you. We pray, Father God, that you forgive us and cleanse us with your hyssop and wash us clean, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, that will be whiter, whiter than snow. And we thank you, Father God. We honor you for creating a clean heart. Yes, a clean heart, a pure heart within us, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, and renewing a steadfast spirit, a right spirit within us, and not to cast us away from your presence. Thank you, Lord, for keeping us in your presence, Father, for in your presence there is fullness of glory. In your presence there is fullness of peace. In your presence there is fullness of freedom. Yes, freedom in you, Father. In your presence there is fullness of breakthroughs, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. In your presence, there is fullness of peace, the peace that surpasses all understanding, the peace that only you can give, Father, that peace that cannot be bought by money, that peace that cannot be given by anyone as a friend. Even the parents, mothers and fathers, even grandparents cannot give it to their grandkids. Only you can give that kind of peace, and we thank you, Father, for your peace, Father, even in the midst of a storm, Father, when the storms of life are roaring all around us, you still give us peace, for you are such a good shepherd. In the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you, Father God. I honor you as we say this morning, yes, our Heavenly Father, hallowed be thy name. Let your kingdom come. Your will, Father, be done on this earth as it is in heaven. Yes, even if we are in this world, Father, on this earth, Father, we know we do not belong here. We are just passers-by. Yes, all our affairs, they are handled in heaven. And we are your representatives, your ambassadors, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. So we thank you, Father God. We honor you that we experience your presence. We experience heaven on this earth because you give us our daily bread today. You provide for us, Father. Not only that, but you forgive all our sins, all our debts, Father, and that our sins will be thrown into the sea of forgetfulness, and they will not be remembered no more. I thank you, Father God. I honor you, and we pray, Father God, that you give us a forgiving heart, that we do not hold anyone hostage in our hearts, Father, that we let people go. We do not live on yesterday's grudges. We do not live on last month's grudges or last year or many years. We do not want to hold anyone in our heart. You are the only Lord of our hearts, Father. We submit to you only. Only you reign in our hearts. In the mighty name of Jesus, no grudges, no holding back, and because the accuser of the saints will accuse us, and we do not want our prayers to be hindered. We do not want even our praises to be stinking in your nostrils. We want our praises to be sweet smell in your nostrils, Father, in the mighty name of morning. Yes, for giving us a forgiving heart, Father, that we let them go. We let them go. Even those things that we think and we feel like they are unforgivable, we still pray, Father God, that your Holy Spirit, who is our teacher, will teach us to forgive and let them go, whether they come and ask you for forgiveness, because forgiving and forgiveness is for our good, not for the person whom we are forgiving. We know some of us have gone through life issues that were many made, where people whom we thought are on our side, whom we thought are our lovers, they hate us so bad that we had to seek deep down from you to help us to forgive. So I pray, Father God, that our prayers, our praises will not be hindered by unforgiveness in the mighty name of Jesus. And we honor you, Lord, for leading us not into any temptation, Father. Yes, trials and tribulations may come, but we are overcomers because we overcome any and everything by the power of the blood of Jesus. I thank you, Father God, for delivering us out of all evil, Father. And we have decided, Father, to dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of our lives. I thank you, Father God, because your love, Father, your love is so big, it's so great that it overcomes all our shortcomings, regardless of what we have done, Father. Most of us here, we have not murdered anyone. We did not take anyone's life in the name of Jesus. But you are a forgiver. You forget Saul, Father, who was going around killing your people, killing your the saints. And he had an encounter with you on his way to Damascus. That's how great, that's how big your love is. That's how big your heart is, how compassionate you are in the mighty name of Jesus. Because there is no sin that is not forgivable in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God, for your love. Yes, the love that covers a multitude of sin, regardless of what it is, Father, with a sincere heart and a humble heart, when we ask for your forgiveness by faith, we know we are forgiven and we receive it. We do not allow the accuser of the saints to come on and try to remind us of our shortcomings. Try to remind us of what we have done. I pray, Father God, that we stand boldly and remind him of where he is going, which is to the sea of the sea of fire, the unquenchable fire. In the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you, Father God. I honor you this morning as we continue to believe and trust in you, Father, for healing and deliverance of our brothers and sisters, those who do not know you, those who are still out there wandering around, Father, walking blindly. Yes, and some are just hooked on this substance abuse, whether it's legal or illegal drugs, and they seem not to be able to break themselves away from it. But we know there is a God who can do anything and everything that man cannot do. We have a God who is our deliverer. We have a God who is our healer, the one who is full of mercy and grace. So we pray, Father God, that they found you. They find you, Father, because we have found you. Yes, the life giver. We found you. Yes, the peace giver, the one who is for our brothers and sisters, that you give them a soft heart, a heart of flesh, that when you stand at the door of their heart, Lord, and you knock, they will let you in the mighty name of Jesus, that when they hear your voice, Father, they will not harden their heart, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, that they have the understanding, yes, that you came so that we might have life and have it more abundantly. You are an abundant life giver in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God. I honor you, Lord. Yes, we could pray, Father God, that you draw them, Father. Draw them unto you, Lord. And we pray for us as a church, as a body of Christ, that when they come, we do not accuse them, Father, but we shower them with the love of Christ that we are experiencing, Father, that we have found, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God. I honor you that every yoke, every addiction is broken in the mighty name of Jesus. And we pray, Father God, even for our nation. Our nation needs salvation, Father, from sea to sea, north, south, east, and west, and everything in between. In the mighty name of Jesus, as we continue, Father God, to stand on the gap and believe you, Lord, and call unto you, Father, with humble hearts and pray and seek your face and turning away from our wicked ways, Father, on behalf of our nation, on behalf of our people, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, because you are a prayer-hearing God. Yes, we know prayer changes things, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, and that you hear us from heaven and you forgive our sins, Lord, and heal our land. You are a God of restoration. Restore, Father, what the cankerworm has eaten. Yes, restore it back to us, Father, what the enemy has stolen from us. Because when the enemy is caught, the one who has stolen, your word says you will have to give back that what he has stolen sevenfold. So we pray, Father, believing for a sevenfold return of our nation back, even if things do not look right, sound right, feel right, it doesn't matter. We have a God who does not change. You are the same yesterday, today, and forever. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, Father God. We honor you for healing and restoring our land, even the leaders, Father God. We pray for those in positions of authority, starting with our neighborhoods, the areas where we live. We pray for peace, for protection, no more murdering, no more killings around us, Father. Our local governments, Lord, those local leaders, that they do what is right, Father, that they use the fines, the funds, the taxpayers' dollars to do what is right and promote the programs that help people around, the residents, the citizens, Father, those who live around our national, Father, our state government, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, our international government, all the leaders from each and every executive branch, from each level, each country, each nation, each city, Father, that they do what is right. And those who make rules, Father, and regulations, the legislators, Father, the Senate, the House of Representatives, Father, that they come up with ideas, give them wisdom, yes, and that they listen and hear from people who come up with these good ideas, the ones whom you give wisdom, Father, because we know you are a giver of wisdom, Father, that they could come up with ideas and rules and regulations and policies and procedures and things that work for the betterment of the people, not to oppress, in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God, even our judicial branch, Father, the Supreme Court and the lower courts, that they do what is right. The Congress, they do what is right. In the mighty name of Jesus, I rebuke this spirit of egotistic and all this spirit of power hungry. In the mighty name of Jesus, give them an understanding that they are there to save. In the name of Jesus, not to be saved, but to save the people and do what is right. I thank you, Father God. I honor you. I glorify your name as we continue to believe and trust in you for the restoration of families, Father, putting the family back to you, Father. Yes, restoring the fathers back to their sons and the mothers to their daughters, in the mighty name of Jesus, and the siblings' love, that they are each other's keeper, that they know that they are on the same team, they encourage each other. I thank you, Father God. I honor you in the mighty name of Jesus, and your provision, Father. Some of the fathers there, excuse me, they feel belittled because they cannot take care of their families, whether they can't find a good job that can sustain them. I just pray, Father God, that you give them all the resources they need. And some, they need wisdom to come up with ideas to gain wealth, in the mighty name of Jesus. And that they start their own businesses to take care of their families, in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God. I honor you. Yes, you know, Father God, for some trust in chariots, some in horses, but we remember the name of the Lord, our God. We trust you, Father God. We depend on you, in the mighty name of Jesus. So my brothers and sisters, this morning the lines are open. We're going to just take this time to pray for our families and our extended families, and some we can call by name, whether they are our children, our grandchildren, our cousins, our nephews, our nieces. It is not selfish to pray for our children, to pray for our families. So we're going to put them on the altar this morning. You know where they lack. There are some who just need a little booster. There are some who are already strong, that
yes,
they continue
Lord.
To be
yes,
strong.
Lord.
And there are some who are way out there. So we're going to call their hands before the Lord in this particular time and pray for our families, each and every one of us.
We
know
that
who is who and who needs what. Strengthen
the faith of our co-workers. Oh God, strengthen the faith
we have do not get confused. But that's our faith is knowledge with the love, that we love one another and care for one another, support one another, lift each other up, Father. I come against this spirit of jealousy. If you say he is anyone operating in jealousy, Father, I come against it in the name of Jesus, that we are one people. I come against it.
Lord, the King of Kings, the Lord God, We worship and adore you, Lord. You are
in the mighty name of Jesus. We glorify your name this morning. We honor you this morning. Yes, you are a covenant-keeping God, the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. You are from everlasting to everlasting. I thank you for watching over me. I thank you for watching over my family, Father. I thank you for your faithfulness and your mercy, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, we praise you, Lord. We adore you. In the mighty name of Jesus, for in you, Lord, we live and move and have our being without you. We can do nothing. So I praise you for removing all the obstacles in my way, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you, Father, for making anything and everything that is crooked in my life, making it straight. I thank you for smoothing, Father, all the right places in my life. I thank you for favor, that your favor continues to overtake me, Lord. You are mighty. I reverence you, Lord. I honor you, Jesus. Yes, you are great. How excellent your name, Father, is in me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father, for turning my morning into again. Thank you, Father. Yes, for the joy of the Lord is my strength. Thank you, Father, for restoring my joy, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, I praise you. I honor you this morning. In the name of Jesus, from the sun rising to the sun setting, Father, I praise you. Yes, I praise you in the morning. I praise you in the noontime. I praise you in the evening. You are God. You are God. I praise you in Jesus' name. and it reads, I am not going to expand that much on it, and I will encourage, if you were not here yesterday, we had a really good, detailed, thorough word and expanding of these scriptures and much, much more. So I will encourage you to listen in on yesterday. If nothing else, on yesterday, it was really good. But I'm just going to read as we go through Matthew chapter 25, verses 14 through 18. For the kingdom of heaven is as a man traveling into a far country who called his own servants and delivered unto them his goods. And unto one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, and to another 1, to every man according to his several ability, and straightway took his journey. So he gave them before he took a journey, and he had so much faith and so much trust in these men, his servants, and he gave them, and we had a detail how much is a talent, how much it is worth a talent. So that was a lot of money that he trusted these servants, and he left and took his journey. Then he, I'm on verse 16, then he that had received the 5 talents went and traded with the same and made them other 5 talents. And likewise, he that had received 2, he also gained other 2. But he that had received 1 went and digged in the earth and hid his Lord's money. And I will encourage you to read the whole scripture, and I'm not going to dwell on there because I would like to leave time so that of prayer requests and testimonies. But the scripture that has been ringing on my spirit throughout this week is a very familiar scripture, and we are all aware of it. That is the Lord's Prayer, Psalm 23. And it reads, the Lord is my shepherd. And let me read it in Amplified version. And it reads, the Lord is my shepherd, to feed, to guide, and to shield me. I shall not want. So Amplified is taking an extra mile to explain what kind of shepherdhood this Lord is. He is there to feed, to guide, and to shield. That's the kind of shepherdhood, and much, much more, that I shall not be in any want. He lets me lie down in green pastures. I grew up in the country, actually right in the at a farm. My parents had a farm, and we always would go to the country on holidays and when we are not in school and stuff like that. So we had to work to take care of the animals, the fields, and all that work. What happens when you are at a farm or in the countryside, in the village? And when you take your animals, you know, take them to pastures so that they can eat, and nurture them. And there are other animals, you know, like foxes and whatever other animals, they might want to come and want to attack or, you know, steal or kill your animals, because, you know, with the food chain, that's their food as well. But you as a shepherd, as a person who is asked to care for the animals on that particular time, you have to protect them and shield them, and also make sure that they are fed. So you have to take them where the green pastures are, where there's green grass, and rotate. You will have the mind of knowing which area, which side of the paddock you are taking the animals to feed. You know, sometimes you do it so long, it becomes like second nature, but we still hear, it's still shepherding and still caring for those animals. And the Bible says, he leads me beside the still and quiet waters. As a shepherd, as an animal caretaker, you still want to make sure you only not feed them, but they also need the water to drink the water. And there are times you actually have to take them where there is like salt, where they have to go and lick the salt, because that makes them drink more water, so that they, you know, like dry, dehydrated, so that after you take them from the salt, you take them to the water and they drink more water. You might not understand it if you are not familiar with what I'm talking, but this week, the Holy Spirit has been ministering to me and just brought this creature to life, taking me back to my childhood. I thought they were just the regular chores. You just do them because that's what you have been told to do, or that's what you did yesterday or have been doing. But he just was ministering to me that the shepherdhood we did when I was younger is more than the shepherdhood, who is our Lord, the one who feeds us, who guides us, and he also shields us, protects us, you know, in the name of Jesus. So he is such a good shepherd. And I'm on verse 3. He refreshes and restores my soul. And that's life. He restores us. He restores our life. He cares for us, that he cares for all areas of our life. And he leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. On verse 4. Even though I walk through the sunless valley of the shadow of death. When there is a shadow, there is no sun. It's sunless. There is no brightness. It's dark. In the shadow, there is no light. We might not understand it because we have all these skyscrapers. We have lights everywhere, street lights. But where I am from, your light comes from either the moon or the stars. And when there is no moonlight, there is pitch black. You have to rely on familiarity. You are familiar with the road, or you are familiar with the area where you are, because you are not using your eyes. And I do believe that's why when you do not know the Lord, you think you see, but you don't see. You are blind. And you think you know, but you don't know. But our God, he make us walk through these sunless, these valleys of the shadow of death. But there is good news. He does not remove the shadow of death. He does not remove these trials, some of these things. He is right there. When the enemy thinks he's going to destroy us, but he is right there. The word says, I fear no evil, for you are with me. Not only that you are with me, you are beside me, but you provide. You are the provider. Your rod, that is to protect me, and your staff, that is to guide me. They comfort me, and they comfort me. They, like a hen that covers or protects her chicks. That's what the Lord is. He is such a good shepherd. After taking care of us, after protecting and shielding us and guiding us and comforting us, he also prepare a table for us in the presence of our enemies. So the thing is not to worry about who is attacking us, who is the enemy. But the big thing is to be assured and understand that we have a shepherd who is forever present, who always prepare a table for us in the midst of our enemies, in the presence of our enemies. That's what separates us from those who do not know him. That's why your family members, your friends, your neighbors wonder, how are you always smiling when you are going through these things? They see your troubles. They see what is against you, but they see how you carry yourself and how you are acting and how you are presenting yourself. They are like, these things do not match what is going on, because we have a God who is in the presence of our enemies. And the one who anoints us, he says, you have anointed and refreshed my head with oil. The oil of the Holy Spirit. The oil of his anointing. The anointing that breaks the yoke. And not only that, but my cup runs over. You know, he is a God of multiplication. He is not a God of subtraction or addition, but he multiplies. Even the scripture we read in Matthew 25, where he's talking about this man who went to a faraway country and left one with 5 talents, another with 2, and one with 1. But look at these other 2. They multiplied. All these 3 men were given the same amount of time. They eat 24 hours in a day for everybody. Whether you love God or you don't, there's 24 hours. We have the same, but this man, the one who had 5, with that amount of time, the master went away. He came, but he had multiplied. He had 5 more. And the one who had 2, with that same amount of time, he multiplied it and he had 2. But the weakness of the other one, he buried his. And this God we serve, he is the God who anoints us with our heads with oil, and he refreshes us. So when trials and temptations and hassles and battles of life come our way, our cups still run over. They still overflow with his goodness. That's what separates us, that we have a good shepherd, the one who loves us, the one who protects and comforts us, the one who guides us. And he seals it with verse 6. David just seals it with verse 6, and he says, surely goodness and mercy and unfailing love, his love that never fails. This kind of love, it cannot be bought by money. This kind of love, you cannot smuggle it in. This kind of love, you cannot call your buddy, your friend, whoever, and say, can you do me a favor? That's not the kind of peace and the kind of love we are talking about. It's only God can give this love. It's only God can give this kind of peace, the peace that surpasses all understanding. And his goodness, mercy, and unfailing love shall follow me all the days of my life. Not only one day, not only for a week, not only for a month or a year, not only for a handful of years. No, all the days of my life, all the days of our life, this is permanent. This is not like it will expire. This is not like that, but it's permanent. The love of God, the mercy of God, the goodness of God, it will follow us all the days of our life. And I shall dwell. This is a decision we have made. This is a decision you and I made, or you can make if you haven't given your life to Christ. This is a decision you can make right now. And when you do, when you choose him, when you put him first and choose to dwell in his house forever throughout all the days of your life, you choose to dwell in his house and in his presence, where there is the presence of God, the spirit of heaviness has to flee. Darkness has, and I just thank God for his goodness, for his mercy and his love, that he is a good shepherd. That's the kind of God whom we are worshiping, my brothers and sisters. And we need to gain understanding and knowledge of who this God is. He is a good shepherd. And this has been burning on my spirit throughout this week. I'm like, oh, I have learned this scripture since I was in Sunday school, in kindergarten, or even younger than that. The Lord's Prayer and this Psalm 23. You know, these are the things. And you just say it because we become familiar. But if you allow the Holy Spirit to minister to you, to give you a revelation, you will see these six verses, they are packed with his goodness, with wisdom, with power, with deliverance, with peace, with everything that Jesus offers to us. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. So we're going to go back and unmute our phones to see who is here. While you are doing that, I just have an announcement, and I haven't been on my phone since late afternoon yesterday, so I don't know if the message has been sent out yet. If not, it will be on your way very soon. The reminding you that next week, starting Wednesday, that will be March 1 to Friday, March the 3rd. We are going to have our beginning of the month fasting and prayer. And our theme is we need the wisdom and understanding beyond measure. We need that as we go through the fasting throughout the month. And we will continue to pray for our unsaved family members, for their repentance, that they repent from sin and they become have a relationship with the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And the scriptures, you can write this down, and I believe it will come very soon. It's from we will rely on 1 Kings 4 verses 29 and 30. And which talks about Solomon, that God gave Solomon wisdom and understanding that when he asked it for wisdom. I will ask, let you read that. I don't have it in front of me. And also Proverbs 4, that wisdom is a principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom, and with all thy getting, get understanding. We know the word is wisdom, and we need understanding. So we let the word work for us in Jesus' name. Amen. So we're going to see who is here. The lines are open. Praise God.
Yes, praise the Lord, Pastor Scholastica, and all the wonderful saints of the Most High God. And to our Pastor Bundage, we're praying that she would have a great and wonderful travel and a safe travel. But I just want to say thank you so much for pouring out your soul as you preach the unadulterated gospel to us today, reminding us of the awesomeness of our Heavenly Father, our Good Shepherd, Jesus Christ, and that we never take our salvation lightly. Thank you so much for expounding on that word. Truly, we need to be reminded of the goodness of the Lord, for truly, his goodness is priceless. It's better than any amount of silver. It's more precious than any gold. If we could just get that word of salvation into our souls, that we can continue to make a difference wherever we are planted. We love you dearly, and I ask you all to please keep us in your prayers. Remember Apostle Horsley, praise the Lord. He's working so very hard, and he has a situation with his hip. We are believing God to perform a miracle with his body, that he would begin to even feel more stronger than ever. We're praying for all those on the line and everywhere who are sick and afflicted with various infirmities, that they be healed. And we're going to continue to pray for those who are less fortunate than ours. I know in the city of Jacksonville, we have such a great population of those who are homeless. And let's pray that they get the provisions that they need. But moreover, let's pray that they turn their hearts and lives over to Jesus. Let's continue to pray for family salvation here, there, and everywhere. Let's pray that the perfect will of God be done in the body of Christ. God bless you all, and have a wonderful weekend. We love you, and thank you for all that you all do on this line. Please keep up the great work. God bless you all.
Thank you. Is there any other? Amen.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Praise God. We got, I had Sister Chris and Apostle Hosley. Praise God. Is there any other?
Good morning. This is Teresa. I'm listening. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning. Praise God. Okay. We're just going to thank God for this prayer request and any other. Let's go ahead and pray for healing on Apostle Hosley's hip and anyone who is not feeling well. And we're going to pray for traveling mercies for Pastor Darlene, and that her trip is going to be productive and effective, and God to care for her belongings while she is away and return home safely. And anything else you can think of that we can pray for, we can go ahead. And I would like to keep my family on prayer, because these allergies are really making a number, especially on the little one. His eyes are like red and just the watery all the time. I mean, it's just too much here. Even myself, I feel it, but not as much as the children. The pollen is just too much. So I know there are so many people maybe going through that transition as we move from the winter going towards the summer. The pollen is just too much. And anything else you can think of, we are at the top of the hour, but if, you know, our God hears prayer, whether it's short or long. So let's just pray for these needs and anything you can think of before the Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father God. We honor you. We glorify your name. We pray right now in the mighty name of Jesus, for you are our healer, Lord. You heal all our diseases, any sickness or disease. I pray for Apostle Hosley. He heals your
children. Lord God, I pray for my dad, Lord God, if he goes to the doctor, Lord God. I pray for healing in his stomach, Heavenly Father, Lord God. I broke the crown of cancer, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We cast down any cancer, Lord God. We cast down any diagnosis, Lord God, let them be positive diagnosis, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, we ask for healing, Lord God. Lord God, there's some people that's bereaved and grieving right now, Lord God. We pray for Edna right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We pray for Little Bit, Gianna, Lord God, Yolanda, Tony, Lord God, everybody that's going through grieving right now, Lord God. I pray for them right now, Lord God. We bind the spirit of cancer right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God.
Under
we ask you to heal right now, Lord God. Lord God, we ask your minister and angels, Lord God, to be with my dad.
I thank you for healing,
Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord
God.
Comfort him right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God.
Lord God,
we pray for healing, Lord God.
Heal, Lord God.
I thank you,
Father God,
for
healing
exceedingly
abundant
and
above
what we ask, God. So we
heal
you right now, Lord.
I just thank you,
Lord God,
for the blood of Jesus. I inject us with the blood Lord, we glorify your name, for in you, Father, we live and move and have our being. Without you, Father, we can do nothing. And we thank you that every prayer, every request, whether it's in mentions all
God, let your perfect will
you
be done, Lord. In
God,
the
there
name
is
of
nothing
Jesus.
Hidden
thank
from
you,
you Lord.
You
know everything,
that you have
Father.
Done.
You,
thank
I
you
thank
for
you,
all
Father,
this
God,
to get ready
you
to do.
Lord,
we are standing
in the name of
power.
Jesus. We
We're
glorify you, Lord.
Your
we
mind,
praise
Lord.
You.
We
in Jesus'
this,
name
God.
We pray. We consider
thank
it done
you,
and bless and seal it through the blood of Jesus that the enemy cannot steal from us. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We are right at the top of the hour, and we just thank God on behalf of our visionary, our leader, Pastor Darlene, and as she always say, you know, I might not say it in her words, but what I do understand is that God loves you, and we love you. And loving you to life, and you go ahead and go and extend this love. Love your family, love yourself, and love those whom you think, oh, these are not lovable. Ask God. There's nothing impossible with God, and that love covers a multitude of sins. And I do believe that this weekend is going to be better than last weekend, for we move from glory to glory. So I do decree and declare that God's uncommon favor will locate you, and that rules and regulations and policies and procedures and even price tags will be on your favor. And we are wise as we spend and use the resources God has blessed us with. In Jesus' name, thank you for being here. Looking forward to see you again next week. Have a good weekend. Bye-bye.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We're so grateful for each and every one who has joined us today. There may be somebody out there that has not received Jesus as your Savior. We invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved. As you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, if you repeat after me, dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart, that Jesus died, he was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. We thank God for each and every one who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. What I suggest is that you find a good Bible-teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love, so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. If you desire to send a donation, an offering, a love offering, anything that will support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministry. The address is 1698 Carol Lay Drive. The street is spelled C-H-E-R-Y-L, second word is L-E-I-G-H, Drive. That's 1698 Carol Lay Drive in the city of Riverdale, Georgia, zip code 30296. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log in to blogtalk.com. Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278-961-POUND. Select the pound sign to listen to the current session. And if you want to listen to a previous session, please call me or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life and you live in continuous abundance. I decree that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and the blessings of the Lord continue to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.